Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Jeans. Yeah. Do you live in Toronto? Toronto?
Toronto?
If so, Jeans and I are coming there to do a super show of stand-up comedies and the podcast July 12th.
Yep.
Get your tickets, yourmomshousepodcast.com.
You better get them quick. It is a month away and well over half sold out already. So
cray, cray.
There's limited seats. I'm actually doing some pretty cool shows leading up to that. First, I'm going to Buffalo, New York, June 27th through the 28th. Then July 9th, I'm going to the Fox and Fiddle in London, Ontario.
Is that in London, Canada?
No, it's a different London. It's in in Canada. Yeah. And then I'm doing Absinthe.
Ooh.
The venue.
Naughty.
In Hamilton, Ontario. That's July 10th. And then 2 days later, me and the Jeans Machine are in Toronto. Shortly thereafter, I'm in Fartford. And then the Ontario Improv with you. And then it goes crazy. Punchline, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Momlando, Lauderdale. I'm going to Asia.
It's not Momlando.
All the tickets for my shows are at TomSegura.com, with the exception of that July 12th super show in Toronto. That's only at yourmomshousepodcast.com. Jeans, where can they see you?
Well, machines, pull your denim up really tight and high. August 9th, I'm doing the Ice House Annex in Pasadena. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:30, just for the jeans. For real mommies only. This show is not open to the general public. I am doing two shows just for mommy. I swear to Christ.
Not open to the general public.
It's not in my mind, because this is my whole new thing, dude. It's only for the real jeans. Are you real fucking mommy? Are your jeans high as shit? Okay. Are you not petting other people's dogs? Come to my fucking show.
Okay. All right.
Also, July 4th weekend, I'm going to be at the Brea Improv, July 3rd through 6th, with your baby daddy, aka Full Charge. And you know what? That's it. That's all as far as I'm going to go. My life is, it's full of surprises.
Oh, peep this. June 24th, that's next Tuesday, if you're in Los Angeles, I'm doing a free set. And I say that only because it's longer than normal. It's a 25-minute show. It's free entrance, I'm saying. You know, it's there's no pay, no cover, at the Virgil in Silver Lake. So I'll do like a 20-25-minute set. It's a cool venue. In Silver Lake, it's on Virgil in Santa Monica. If you're in LA, I know Mike Kaplan is doing the show. He's a very funny comic. So June 24th, Tuesday at 9:30. If you're around,
check that
out.
One more thing: Rooster Teeth Feather, Sunnyvale, California, August 14th through 17th. Sunnyvale, California.
All right.
Where is Sunnyvale? Do you know?
Yeah, it's NorCal. It's not too far from San Francisco.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's like under it, huh?
Yeah, it's not too far.
It's like under it, huh?
Yo, this episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter our offer code MOM, that's mom, at checkout. That's a pretty good code. MOM is locked down for us. You have to realize that with Squarespace, a better web starts with your website. Mm. Now, you are literally in the middle of using this. Tell us about your experience.
Well, I am building a website for my new podcast, That's Deep Bro, and it has been the most easiest intuitive process. In fact, sometimes, like, because I'm used to using other platforms, like, I will overthink Squarespace, and then I'll have to be like, oh no, they built a button for that. Like, it is so ridiculously easy. They have videos to help you through it, and they have a staff on call basically for you
yeah.
in New York, right? They're a New York based
company.
There
are, there's a lot of pluses to this.
But can I tell you something? I haven't even had to call customer help because it's so easy and the designs are super cool. I mean, they look like really professionally done stuff.
A number websites. Of you have sent us your screen grabs of the site you built. It's amazing. It looks like you hired somebody to design.
Oh,
the site.
And the best part is you don't have to anymore. You right. can do this, and it's so free. It's free and easy. And
simple and easy. Awesome. Beautiful designs. Drag and drop content.
Yes.
As Christina mentioned, there's 24/7 support through live chat and emails. Their office is located in New York, Dublin, and Portland. Plans start at $8 a month. They include a free domain name if you sign up for a year.
Yes, and there's a logo designer on there too. And just if you sell stuff on your site, the cart is so easy. You just like literally drag the images in there and the template's done.
Squarespace knows what's up because every site comes with an online store.
Okay.
So start a trial with no credit card required to start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code MOM, that's M-O-M, to get your 10% off. And of course, you'll be showing your support for your mom's house. We thank Squarespace for their support of the Mommy Dome and everything involved with your mom's house and denim in general. Squarespace, a better web starts with your website.
Theo's burying his bone.
Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
We have a lot to catch up on.
Yes.
We have to explain what happened. We have to tell everybody everything.
All of it.
It all starts right now.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt. Oh.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
Tom.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, that's not the clip I thought you would be opening with.
What do you think I was opening with?
I mean, we found all those neat clips of the dog guy.
Yeah?
I didn't know it would be that particular piece of information.
I thought it was a really funny clip. I thought it was mix it up. Let's do something different we haven't done in a while.
Oh, yeah. We never have pornography on the show.
When was the last time we opened with a clip like that?
It's been a while for fucking, yes. Opening clips.
Opening clips, right.
Opening. Usually we don't put that foot forward. But it's nice. It's nice that you switched
up. Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt. Oh.
That's pretty, I mean, that's, you know.
What's her story? Like, what's happening in the picture?
I like the idea of just a cock just controlling my mouth.
See? Yeah, you know that's what you want. Come on, now give it to me.
You take it out of your throat. I'll let you breathe.
It's sexy. I can't help it. I'm becoming like a little whore. It's just a great hold. Yeah, you know, lots of saliva. Just really get the saliva.
Why that sound?
Why does it make me laugh so much?
I don't know. Because the thing is, I'm not sure that... I don't LOL.
It like, makes me laugh, I think, because on some level I'm uncomfortable with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it always makes me laugh. Like, it always makes me laugh.
Yeah, the thing is that gets dudes hard, yeah? That whole, like, oh, but I'm this, fucking choking on it.
Yeah. But this clip doesn't make me horny. It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
No sadness.
For the people.
Nope.
For the girls whose dads don't know them.
Take it.
What are you looking forward to most today?
Two men just following me. It's very sexy.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt. Oh.
Well, anyways, happy birthday.
Thanks, Tom. Oh my god, my cat.
Blop, 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 blop.
What part makes you happiest?
That part's really funny. You did that, like, that was funny.
I never knew my dad.
Oh, don't make it like that. There's people that know their dads that do this.
My uncle molested me.
Oh, my God.
Very few.
No bullshit.
Very few.
You act like you know, like you've polled all these people.
I polled a lot of them.
Sure you have.
I've done scientific experiments.
I hope you guys let Christina know that there are people that know their dads and their uncles and don't have problems with them that are like, bop, 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 bop.
I'm going to go no. I'm going to make a bold statement.
Come on.
Anyways, thank you for your birthday wishes. It was a lovely Smurf day today. We had snooshers at our favorite place, and the Japanese people sang to us.
We did our show in the morning. We're shooting a show.
Yeah.
That we posted pictures of on Instagram.
On the gram?
On the Instamom.
We posted it on the gram. We got social.
We got social. We posted on the gram. We've shot a bunch of it. That's gonna. When do we get to?
I don't know. Let's get social. Wait, can I tell you my favorite part about my Smurf Day dinner?
Yeah.
Is that like I like to ask wait staff in places where it's obviously inappropriate, like when it's my birthday, I like to go, oh, do you guys sing to people on your birthday? Yeah. Because it's so awful to have someone.
Do you guys do a line where they come out and they clap and everything?
Yeah. And I especially like to ask Japanese people because it's not really their traditions. Yeah. Like Japanese people are way more reserved. So I asked the waitress, like, are you guys going to sing to me? And she's like, we sing with accents. So we sing. So yeah. They brought over a little piece of ice cream cake with a candle in it. And she sang. She made eye contact, too. And she sings.
She was really sweet.
So sweet and so nice. It makes me so uncomfortable when people sing to me and they make eye contact, though.
The birthday song was always uncomfortable. Always.
It always makes me feel like I'm the center. I need the attention.
That really is for children. You know, yeah. Like they want, because the kid goes like, oh, they're singing for me. But like when you're an adult, I feel like, isn't every adult like, oh, Jesus, please don't do that.
It's mortifying. I feel like I get enough attention in my career. So to do it on my birthday, I feel like a real asshole. Like, yeah. I feel like I just like I'm such a narcissist. Like everybody sing for me. Everybody pay attention to me. Ugh.
It's all about me. You're like, oh.
Oh, my fucking cup.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not exactly like that. It's a little.
My favorite, by the way, is going to fine dining, like a really like a 5-star place. Like, do you guys sing happy birthday when they're like, what do you mean? Like they're like, do you really think we do that here?
Oh God, no. And you're like, no, but I want you guys to sing to me. Like
but just get the other servers together, get some of the kitchen staff to come out, and just, you know, after the escargot, have them sing happy birthday and clap.
Yep. It's so demeaning. I've worked in places where they make you sing happy birthday.
Really?
Oh, of course. It's kind of fun. You know, people are in a good mood generally when they're celebrating
being
their birthday.
Sung to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's fun. It's a good time.
So
let's get social.
We're a day late with the episode.
Dollar short, my man.
You know what I'm saying? And so we are still going to do, obviously this is coming up on Thursday. And we're still going to do an episode Friday. But what happened? What happened to our schedule? We couldn't do it.
We did a lot of shit, my man. Well, we're working on this TV show, Tom and I, together, which is so fun and cool. We'll tell you about it when we can. I'm not sure if we're allowed to. And that kind of got in the way of our lives. We were shooting a TV show together, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, life.
Yeah, because yesterday... You want to talk shit?
You're traveling. Yeah. You came back.
Shot the show. And what else? I did something else yesterday. What happened yesterday?
You're about that pilot. You're working on a pilot.
Yeah. So I'm working on another show.
You guys, it's just show business happening. Your mommies are now in show business officially. You know, when we started this podcast, we were just two douchebags in our underwear. And now we're still two douchebags in our underwear.
I'm not wearing any clothes. I'm naked.
You're in your robe.
I have a robe, but my balls are hanging out underneath the bottom of my robe. We got to put a picture of that on the site.
Yeah. You know, I'm starting to think in the summertime, you should probably carry around a pair of spare underwear.
For?
Well, because I'm sure your nuts are just super sweaty, right?
How do you feel about that? That was hot.
You like that?
That was neat, yeah.
Oh, what's your sweaty nuts? Is that a thing?
Yeah, of course.
Where the girls are like, oh, they're so stinky and sweaty.
Your balls stink. Your balls stink like a trash bag. Mm, yeah. Oh, I can smell your balls from down the street. You got that restaurant garbage dump nutsack between your legs.
It smells like Joe's Crab Shack between your legs.
Smells like a gutter on Bourbon Street in July. Give me those fucking disgusting balls. Yeah. That shit's hot, huh?
That's somebody's wheelhouse right now.
100%.
Somebody is like, God, I wish your nuts smelled more.
From talking to people for years I've been fascinated by people's kinks. And there was a guy, I've told on a really early episode, a guy, he got divorced and he was hooking up with different chicks. And he goes, yeah, I hooked up with this girl and she was like, I'm having my period. Is that okay? And, you know, do you feel weird about it? He's like, I don't give a shit. So they had sex. And then her thing was she wanted to clean him off with her mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And then it happened a couple times and he was like, it was.
I'm sorry. Can you not? Wait, we can't just roll over this like that's a normal.
No, I'm making a point about it. So the fact that is somebody's sexual kink means that there's definitely a girl who's like, the stinkier, the more rotten those nuts are, the more I want them in my face and my mouth.
So wait, back that ass up. There's a woman who wants to lick her menstrual blood.
Not just that. Let's back it up. So this woman was very attractive.
Yeah.
A successful practicing doctor.
Hey.
Just well put together. The whole thing, she was aces all around. Well, the first time that it happened, he was freaked out by it. He said that like they finished having sex and he was pretty much a mess. And then she just went down and cleaned it all, every last drop up with her mouth.
I'm going to throw up.
And then he was like really weirded out by it.
Oh, really? How come? It seems like a really nice thing to have someone.
So then he introduced, then they went out socially with like friends and, you know, everybody was like, yo, man, this is a home run. Like, she's so smart. She's successful. She's beautiful. She's everything. And then he said the next time that they hooked up, she also had her period and then was like, I want to clean it up.
And
she did it again. And then he tapped out and everybody was like, he said all his friends are like, what the fuck is wrong with, why would you break up with that girl? And then he told them and they were like, oh yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, obviously she's a doctor, so she would know if there were health risks associated with eating your own menstrual blood. I'm assuming it's okay.
It's got to be okay.
It's okay, but that's a lifetime. I mean, you're signing up for the next 40 some years of every time.
If you marry that.
Yeah, she's like a cat. She's got to lick up the afterbirth.
Do you think that the reason that she got into that was because, you know, when she was much younger and she first started menstruating, she would just cup it and then eat it?
She associated the fetish with something.
Well, I mean, like, how would she discover she loved that?
That's just one of those. That's one of those you can't really wrap your mind around. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She must have developed a taste. Oh, it's hard to even.
It is crazy, and it's definitely worthy of.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt. Oh.
Yeah.
Happy bird.
There is dudes that like to lick up their own love mustards, too.
For sure.
That are just like,
they listen to this show.
It.
What are you talking about? Of course.
Is there a guy out there? Do you like to eat your love mustard?
We can find every weird kink and fetish.
Okay, email us, your mom's podcast.
We got a bunch of fart fetish people when we asked about it, remember?
That to me seems a little more accessible.
It's accessible, but it's, like, you know, farts people try to get away from, generally speaking. And we have people who are like, I love nothing more than a fart. I love to smell those farts.
Which makes sense for this show.
I mean, it makes sense for this show, but no like wonder. Most people, they are not into farts.
Dirty and disgusting.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Most people aren't into that stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of family, I've decided, by the way, since you got out of having Father's Day with my father and myself, you got out of brunch because you're out of town. I've decided to now keep score on those kind of things. Like, I'm keeping tabs. So, for instance, like, since you got out of that, that means that I get to hide from your family.
Well, I wasn't
one
hiding.
Additional time on the cruise we're about to take. Like, it exempts me from some kind of activity I don't want to do.
First of all, wildly unhealthy thought. Secondly, I wasn't hiding.
You were hiding. You were shirking duties as a son-in-law. You deliberately went out of town so that you wouldn't have to have Father's Day brunch. Cool.
I was working in another city supporting our household.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't see it that way?
I mean, I could see you maybe planning around very important holidays with my
family.
Okay. It's convenient that you disappear when it's...
Very important holidays, like Father's Day?
Very important. The most important holiday in the world is Father's Day. Everybody knows that. Dads love celebrating Father's Day.
Yeah.
Dads really care. Like, what did your dad say when you called him?
Ah, thanks, buddy. Did you see on the, like, he switched to, that's nice, buddy. So I was talking to your mother, and he just completely switched to it. And I was like, you're the best dad. I love you. So he was like, that's nice, buddy. I was playing golf with Larry, and he said, and I was like, all right.
That's because dads are the ones who give least shits about Father's Day. Everyone else gives a fuck about... Dads could care less. That's the irony of Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Nobody cares.
So I talked to... he switched it up immediately. Had no interest in the conversation.
Yeah. My father and I agreed to not exchange gifts because my birthday's right June 18th. And he and I were both like, yeah, fuck it. Like, we're both far too lazy to buy each other.
Wait, his birthday's today?
No. Father's Day was...
Oh, I got you.
June 16th. I'm June 18th. And then his birthday was May 28th. But we don't give each other gifts. That's how antisocial both of us are.
Yeah.
But I did find some lovely sunglasses at the Rite Aid that you can drive at night with. So I got those for him for $9.99.
Nice.
The yellow ones, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it helps. You can see clearly at night. You can see where you're going.
Everything's so much crisper and clearer.
At night, I'm like, I can barely see the road. Is there anything I could wear to have clear vision at night? Well, now you can. This is Chuck Woolery. Your eyes not really see.
Do they burn?
Are your eyes burning?
Oh, speaking of Chuck Woolery, guys, if you haven't got your greasy shirts, get them now because they're a limited edition. We ain't printing a bunch of them, y'all.
There are...
Get that shit online.
Two new shirts. They're coming out within a couple... I think within a week.
I'm excited about the next
But then
one.
Greasy will be gone. So
yeah, get it now.
Hop on that. There's free shipping. It's a delightful, delightful shirt. Do you know that the Kings won the Stanley Cup, right?
Oh, they won the Super Bowl?
No, the Stanley Cup.
Now, the Kings are...
Are...
Their football team.
Nope.
For,
no.
Who's the quarterback on that team?
All right. Well, anyways, for the rest of the listeners, we won. We are champions again. Los Angeles. And this was our mayor at the Staples Center in celebration. And this is what I love about Los Angeles. Listen to what our mayor says.
But there are two rules in politics. They say never, ever be pictured with a drink in your hand and never swear. But this is a big fucking day. Way to go, guys.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's right.
How awesome is that?
Best.
Come on. That's the best.
It's awesome.
They're going bananas.
That's great.
And I love that the city, like the people of LA are like, yeah. Like if you did this in Oklahoma City, they'd be like, boo.
Yep. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
You know why? Because our mayor is a fucking grown-up, okay?
Yeah, I agree, dude. Why not say the F word? It's not. It's funny. People really get upset about that.
About
shit.
Potty mouth.
Yeah.
About language.
I was getting my nails did, and there was some movie playing, and they just dropped an F bomb in the movie, and the person doing my nails like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Oh, I go, "Why? What are you sorry for? We're all grown ups here. It's a movie." It's so stupid. The words are bad. I don't fucking understand it.
Yeah, of course not. It's
fucking retarded. That's a really cool clip. I'm really glad that you got that.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I saw that and just ear to ear smile. I was like, yeah.
I never even heard the guy talk before.
Do you know his name?
Garcone.
Pretty close. I'm surprised.
Garcone?
No.
Rudy Giuliani.
That's him. That's the mayor of Los Angeles.
Timsdale.
Mayor Rudy Eric Garcetti Giuliani.
Garcetti.
Now. Garcetti, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is he a Latin guy? Is he a taco eater?
You know, the thing is, pal.
Is he a frijoles guy? He's a beaner.
Don't Babe.
Don't call them beaners?
Jesus.
What? No.
It's a fucking WAP. It's a Dago, greaseball. It's a Italian. Great.
Oh, yeah. That word beaner makes me laugh so hard. Isn't that the dumbest thing to call somebody a beaner?
I think it's a pretty...
super funny to me.
It's super funny to you, as are a lot of words that are not appropriate to say. But you're very familiar with...
Big words.
I mean, again, someone's going to make a beaner song for you.
Oh, I love it. Beaner is so silly to me. It's like, I'm sure it's very offensive to certain people listening.
That's one of the things that you do. You go, this is very offensive to somebody.
It's so funny to me. It's such a silly, like, especially growing up in LA where everybody is Mexican. It's just silly. It's a silly word.
Would you say it a lot?
Beaner?
Yeah.
As an ironic joke, like, you know, me and my friends. But never to two set, like, hey, you fucking beaner? No, nobody really says beaner. Like, well, it's old school.
But isn't it like, wasn't it an insult, though?
It's like colored or something. Yeah, yeah. I mean, beaner's it's a bad thing to call a Mexican
person.
But I've never actually, I've never heard someone call someone a beaner.
Really?
No, not that I recall. That's why it's such a stupid word. Like, who says beaner?
Well, how would you guys say it growing up, though? Well, what do you mean? Well, in what context
because
would you use?
There's a Cheech and Chong. Remember that movie? Was it Up in Smoke?
Yeah.
Where Cheech and Chong are singing a song, and he goes, beaners. It's a song called beaners. I remember asking my dad, what's a beaner? And he told me, he's like, oh, it's like slang for Mexican.
But isn't it like a pejorative term?
Absolutely. It's like colored.
But you're very casual, I'm saying, with your
beaner.
Usage.
Well, yeah. I don't, because I'm not calling somebody a beaner right now. I think the word itself, beaner, is ridiculous.
Big words.
You're just egging me on. How dare you?
I'm not egging you on.
You are Paula. You want me to Paula Deen myself out of the podcast world.
No, I'm saying you're very comfortable with, you know.
Beaner, it's silly. Nobody says beaner. Who calls anybody a beaner? I mean, you can't do it with a straight face. It's such a silly word.
Okay.
What do you call Mexicans?
Mexicans?
Okay.
Cholos.
Insult. Oh, a cholo, yeah. Fucking cholo. But even that's like, that's kind of...
But we have a different reaction to cholo, because here it's like...
Cholos are cool.
It's like dudes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a Spanish influence from another country in Peru. Cholo is a very, very, very pejorative word.
Very derogatory.
Extremely derogatory.
Cholo is like, what, like a gypsy?
Yeah, it's like, it's, you know, like the natives, like the native Indians in mm-hmm. South America. Well, in Peru, when you say cholo, it means like, you know, you're, it's just, it's the racial pejorative word.
Mm.
So you say it and it's highly offensive.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? But here, cholo's like super bad motherfucker. Like,
yeah,
they're pretty funny.
Or even in, like, there's a lot of other Spanish speaking countries where, like, you go cholo and it has no influence. But, you know, every country obviously has their own.
Oh, yeah. In Hungary, the gypsies, the Tziganes, they hate gypsies in Hungary, dude.
What do they call them? Tziganes?
Tziganes.
But is that a pejorative word?
I don't know. I think that's the proper word for gypsy.
Yeah. What's the slur, though?
But that's the thing, is like, that's what you, Roja Tzigane. Oh. It's like a rotten Tzigane. Oh. Rotten gypsy. That's usually how I've always heard Tzigane.
How is it?
Arroja Tzigane.
Arroja Tzigane.
Like a rotten piscosh. Nah, not piscosh, but arroja Tzigane. It's bad.
I love that. I love
it. It's so funny that people hate other people. Like, I wonder, well, Eastern blockers, I'm pretty low on the totem pole.
Yeah.
And as far as Europeans go, I mean, we're fucking Euro trash. I don't know who's beneath Hungary. We're pretty down.
Oh,
in
yeah.
terms of, like, you know, you got your nice Western Europeans, your English, French.
God, you guys got those big
Norwegians, Swedish.
Man.
Sweden. Italians, and then, you know, my country is like, you know.
I would love to be dropped off there, though.
With all those big tits?
Oh, man.
So many big titties in Hungary. I know. Oh, my God.
All those blonde big tits.
That's all it is, dude.
And they're like, look, the only way you're getting out of here, you got to fuck your way out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
No, actually, it's not a lot of blondes. I took that back. There's more brunettes in Hungary.
Whatever. They can all get it. Oh, Egan.
Now, didn't you tell me Rocco Siffredi, my friend, my dear confidant, mm-hmm. my good friend, Rocco.
Yep, your buddy.
That he was giving away porn during the soccer?
First of all, a couple crazy, news updates from the World Cup. And because this is World Cup related, I cannot believe Spain is out. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, I'm not a fan, like a huge fan of soccer, obviously, but I've always known Spain to be huge in it. Spain, England, Hungary was in the World Cup, I remember, in the 90s.
Well, this is a really, really, really interesting thing that Rocco has put out there. Rocco Siffredi, the
porno.
Yeah. Make the pornos.
The
50 now.
No.
50-year-old.
That hog doesn't look 50.
Yep. Okay. Then that hog is...
That's a healthy hog.
It looks like four dicks tied together.
A bundle of dicks?
It
and
really
one
does.
Super dick?
That dude has a cock on him.
I know. You're telling me. Wow.
If believe me, if Rocco's in you, you're full all out.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt. Oh.
All right. Jeez. So he has appeared in more than 1,300 movies.
Feature films.
As
Yoshi would say. He's a big star.
He posted a video on his Facebook page to announce that he will forego sexual activity for the entire time his national team, Italy, is in Brazil competing for the World Cup. while an obvious stretch, he hopes his sacrifice will enable a nationwide collective orgasm if Italy wins.
I love that.
Yes. He said, guys, I've had thousands of orgasms, but there is one I'll never forget. The one I had with all of you. Do you remember when we won the World Cup in 2006? So for that collective orgasm to happen again, I am prepared to go without my orgasms.
Wow.
He first appeared in films in 1987 when he was 23. He is known for treating women roughly in his videos. Mm. His charming act typically involves smacking them, pulling their hair, and forcing them to gag on his erect penis. Mm. His productions include various series such as Rocco's Perfect Slaves, Rocco's Psycho Teens, True Anal Stories, Puppet Master. You get the idea. Let's see. The aging pornographer briefly retired from performing in 2004 to focus on his family. He got back in front of the camera in 2009. Let's see. He acknowledged that his vow of celibacy will bring hard times, very hard. Mm. He's very serious about this. Let's see what he says about this. Is Rocco on Rough Sex? No.
Yes. How are you doing?
Good. So we make the movie called I Love It Rough. I want to know why you like it rough.
Well, I like rough.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the wrong person to ask because
you're the right person.
I have been all my life been. They say I am very rough. So
yeah.
You should ask all the lady that they've been doing sex why I like rough. I like rough because where do you want to end it? I mean, at the end, it's always very mysterious. You never know where it ends, and you always dance. Doesn't end too far because otherwise you finish by yourself. But anyway, I love rough because the passion brings up, it builds up. If it stays stable and flat, it's difficult to do rough. So basically the things goes together. You have to be passionate. You cannot be rough and without liking and without loving what you're doing. So
yeah.
Basically there is two things who goes together. Passion, very high. Chemistry between the people very high, and then you call that rough, I call that fun.
Thank you for the good work, okay?
Ciao, grazie.
Ciao, thank you, see you.
Bye. Ci vediamo, alla prossima, grazie.
I don't understand entirely what he was saying.
I didn't understand that analysis at all. He's like the Stephen Hawking of pornography. I didn't understand his theory at all.
You're saying that was just super advanced explanation? The thing is, you know, there's a passion, there's a chemistry, and then if you don't know where it ends, you cannot begin. You know, we know where you come from. The moon is like a two steps for the mankind.
Right. Okay. It sounded scientific and philosophical. It sounded intelligent, but I'm not sure I understand all the words.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here he is talking about his sacrificing his orgasm.
Ragazzi, io ho avuto migliaia di orgasmi, ma ce n'è uno di cui non mi dimenticherò mai. Quello ho avuto insieme a tutti voi. Vi ricordate quando abbiamo vinto il mondiale nel 2006? Bene, per quell'orgasmo collettivo, io sono disposto.
Yeah, I speak Italian. Can I enjoy this?
Adesso rinunciare ai miei. Tutto il periodo in cui la nostra nazionale sarà in Brasile, io non farò più sesso.
Brasile.
It's such a beautiful language.
Yes, I know.
It's such a great language. And even though he's talking about coming all over the world, it's such a sweet, lovely language.
Brasil.
Brasile tutto la pelle va bene, ma orgasmo.
Portuguese and Italian, boy, that's my language.
You like those, huh?
Yeah.
Would you do it rough with Rocco?
Of course, that's the only way you do it with
Rocco. He
would tear my taint, I feel like.
Yeah.
Hog that healthy just tears your taint.
But he just explained why it's so good. It's so nice.
I still.
There's end. If you don't know where the end is, you cannot go without the passion and the chemistry.
He's Italian. They talk what they want. They talk all kinds of nonsense, those Italians.
They really do. More friends, more fun with some fun audio.
I never ask a friend or family member to watch my dogs. There's no way. There's no way. They think it's all fun and games or something. And it's not. And dogs can be dangerous. And I don't want to have to retrain. I don't want to have to train things out of my dog that are trained in by stupid people. No one is going to love your dog as much as you love your dog. I don't trust anybody, you know, like that. If I'm going to leave my dog with somebody, I'm going to find a trained professional to leave my dog with.
You love this guy.
I love him so. I get it, dude. I feel this, bro.
Peter Kane, man.
If you see somebody walking down the street with their dog and the dog is being good and at heel, don't whistle to it. Don't say a fucking thing. Never indicate to the dog anything. The dog is being good. If you, like, encourage the dog to come over and pet you or be petted by you and it's on a leash, the owner is going to have to correct the dog. You're getting the dog in trouble, you dick.
Well, you didn't play
yeah,
the
yeah,
whole
no,
part.
There's more friends, yeah,
it's
yeah.
So but good.
There's no way. Every time, you have no idea how many times I hear about the dog that is left with a friend that ends up biting somebody or some other stupid thing. Don't trust your friends, family members. Nobody is going to love your dog and make decisions based on logic, not emotion. Other than yourself, only trust yourself with your dog or contact a trained professional that you can pay to make sure that to keep your dog out of harm's way. Seriously, don't trust friends. They're the worst. They're the worst.
he says it, so I never heard that part.
Friends are the worst.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. You know what I love about Peter?
Yeah.
He's a fucking nut. Like, I got into his whole YouTube channel, dude. Yeah, what's his full name? Do you have it there?
Kane. Peter Kane.
Peter Kane. Look him up on YouTube. You guys are going to die. Like, dude, he lives like Dr. Doolittle. At one point in one of his videos, a fucking pigeon lands on his head, and he's in his apartment. Like, he just has pigeons.
There's all kinds of shit
all
in his apartment.
Kinds of shit. He's like an animal hoarder. He's a dog trainer. He doesn't make any fucking... He's just fired up. I love that he's so fired up. Hates everything. It's fantastic.
So does he have it out for Cesar Millan?
Yeah, he hates Cesar Millan.
And why?
Just because he thinks his methods are dumb, and he's like, why? He goes, there's like a, he built like a center for dog training to look like a living room. Why not just use your actual living room, asshole? Like,
okay, hold on, because I pulled one up. I haven't heard it.
Everyone hates Cesar Millan, all these dog trainers.
Yeah, they really do. We got emails from a lot of dog trainers.
Yeah.
Remember when we brought him up originally?
Yeah.
People were like, that guy's a fucking asshole.
Well, now that I've had the dog for a year and I've kind of watched Caesar, like, I kind of agree with the people that have written to us about Caesar being wrong about shit because
he doesn't use positive.
Well, it's just like you're just intimidating the shit out of this dog. Like, that is that really constructive? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a professional, but.
Yeah. Let's see what this guy says.
I had a new show out, so I went on Hulu and found it, and it's called Caesar 911. Yeah. And in the first case, the dog, it's so unmemorable, I don't even want to talk about it.
In that episode,
we find out that Caesar has spent millions of dollars, it looks like, building the annex, where it's a building that has stuff a normal house would have in it. So nobody lives there, but I guess they'll take a dog over there to train it like it's in a real house. Why wouldn't you just use a real house? You know, seems like a lot of money to be wasted, Caesar. But it's your fucking dough, so I don't care. Do whatever you want with it. In the second one, that's where I had to turn it off because Caesar looked like a real jerk. And I'm sorry, Caesar. It's two harness dogs. All the dogs were dogs on harnesses, by the way. And then so on the second one, they're meeting at a park, and here's an owner here with a harness dog, and here's an owner here with a harness dog. And they're good. They have them come together and meet in a big field, and then Caesar is down at the other end, about 150 feet away, watching this fucking time bomb come together, right? So of course it ends up in a fight, you know? It's like one of the guys is older and just being drug around by the harness dog, you know? It's just terrible. So Caesar, the professional, he knew what was going to happen. What's the matter with you, dude? You know, say stop the production. You know, this is what the show needs to be about. Why did you let that happen? You let the dogs, you know, get in a fight like that? You didn't step in until there was blood? You should have stopped everything. Stop! You know? Well, what's the matter, man?
Peter doesn't get that TV is being made. Like, I watched Caesar Milan's show and I go, oh... I don't even know what episode he's referring to because I started watching Caesar 911.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just the setup. That's to show, like, what's happening with the dog. I love that Peter gets fired up. There's another one, a video I sent you about him addressing his haters. It's fucking amazing. It's on that same document.
Peter addresses his haters?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in that document?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
It's right under
that
first video we just
played. Oh, I'd love to see him address his haters.
This one's my favorite. This explains it all about Peter, if you're wondering what's going on with this guy.
Okay, hold on.
This might help.
Now, if you're fucking walking your dog.
I love his passion.
Yeah.
I love anybody that gets fired up about something like this. It's so endearing to me. It makes me laugh so hard.
That
you can tell he really loves animals. Like, he really does love his dogs.
He definitely does. What happened to your this document? Why isn't this one highlighted? The other one is highlighted. Okay.
Don't you cry about it. Want to change your diaper?
Okay.
Oh, it's highlighted. I don't know how to fucking highlight shit.
All right.
My shit's all fucked up. Shit.
Right off the bat, I've been sober for almost 20 years, so those comments are just ridiculous. Everybody that knows me knows I've been sober. Everybody that knows me might refer to me as eccentric, but they would never say that I was wasted. So this is as good as it gets. So you religious people that think that because I cuss or something that I'm going to hell, I don't really give a fuck what you think, okay? I don't give a shit about your religion. You know? I don't. Nobody cares what you think. So,
birds
people
flying
that come
around.
To Facebook, you know, and you post shit on my Peter Kane page, you know, that's pathetic. I'm not even friends with you. Nobody, everybody on there I'm friends with, right? I'm not friends with you. You shouldn't be posting anything. You shouldn't even say hello, okay? So I don't really care what your opinion is, or you want to come here and tell me what other people think about me, as if you know what other people think. Well, there's some people that like my work, okay?
I like
it. And there's
work.
Obviously plenty of people that don't give a shit if I say fuck or shit. They just want their dog better, okay? That's just it. That's it in a nutshell. I can say whatever I fucking want, right? One, because I'm sober, and two, you know, I'm working with animals and I'm trying to help animals. And so if I use expletives, it's to make a point. Grow up. Okay, just really, grow up. Now, the people that make the death threats, oh, talk about a bunch of pussies. Do you think that I'm afraid of you? You're sitting behind your computer or your phone and telling me how you're gonna, what you're gonna do to me. Do it to my face.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's
you,
another
you know where I live, you know? You know where I live. You can just go on the internet and find me. Come on. I don't know. If you want to say it to my face, because over the phone and the internet, you look like the biggest pussies. Seriously. Oh, my God. Just pathetic. Pathetic.
I love him. First of all, sober for 20 years. That's how he opens the whole thing.
It's fantastic.
First of all, I've been sober for 20 years. Like, who opens their YouTube video with that sentence?
Fucking Peter Kane, man.
He's out of his gourd.
I think we need to dig through a lot more of these, because this guy, this is a treasure trove. Really good stuff.
That's just the beginning.
I haven't had a chance to watch this, but apparently we have another song about a city. Let's see if you can figure out what this is.
I
haven't seen it.
Fun times in Cleveland today. Cleveland. Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Come and look at both of our buildings. Buy some food that's prepared near the street. Who knows, you might even see this guy.
Oh, it's a joke video, though. I like the real ones.
Me too.
It's just like... people have always been trying to get us to play, you know what I'm saying, from like TV shows and movies, but it's not the same as a real, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why ours are so better.
Right, the scripted, you know what I'm saying, is not ever going to compare to an authentic, you know what I'm saying. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying.
What means the world to me is just like, you know what I'm saying, success and taking care of my family and, you know what I'm saying, taking care of the loved ones around me and helping build like, you know what I'm saying, my company and everybody around me that, you know what I'm saying, I love, and just seeing like everything go from like nothing all the way to being like a major corporation. Like Eardrum Records is official now, you know what I'm saying? Like Eardrum Production has been, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing for a minute. And you know what I'm saying, taking my little homies like Ray Shremer that were, you know what I'm saying, that were homeless at one point, you know what I'm saying?
Double
and
digits.
Coming from Tupelo, Mississippi.
In 30 seconds.
Them having like the hottest song out right now.
No flex zone.
You know what I'm saying? And
we're double, definitely double
just digits. Just all that. And like, you know what I'm saying, continuing to, I can go all day, man. Like when I bought my mom a car, you know what I'm saying, I remember I had got a check, and I had just landed in Atlanta, and I went and bought my mom a car cash.
What kind of car?
You know what I'm saying? It was an Infiniti. What do you call them SUVs? Infiniti
F45?
FX.
No, that's the X.
That's
FX35. Yeah.
It was an SUV.
X35,
yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
FX35, yeah. I bought her that cash, and then I bought this big house in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And then I had my mom in there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
jeez. Yeah, no, we get it. But that's, you know what I'm saying.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
He really tried to explain.
This guy just threw his hat in the ring. He's like, I want to be considered, at least consideration of the championship.
You know what I'm saying.
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 I like that Asian girl. She goes, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one.
You know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, she's like
you know
the,
what I'm saying.
She's the super fan.
Yeah, yo. She's a huge Your Mom's House fan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
What is Is she under Asian, you know what I'm saying? Is that what it's called?
yeah, that's the only Asian, you know what I'm saying, we have on record.
I think she was called Asian, you know what I'm saying. But I don't know if I...
There's not a lot of Asian people that use that phrase.
No. I don't know if there's not.
Like, a lot. Like, the but way like, that, you know.
You know. I mean, this is the...
It didn't get away, you know what I'm saying? They made a play at the end. It was a questionable travel call, you know what I'm saying? It didn't go our way. And they made a decent play, you know what I'm saying? I had a good look. MC had a better look. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, you know what I'm saying? They made one more plays than we did, man. It wasn't...
I feel like it's white people.
You like hip-hop, yo?
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo. You know what I'm saying? Anya?
The best part is that she doesn't actually speak English. She's just heard that so much.
Yeah.
It has been beaten into her head so many thousands of times. She's heard, you know what I'm saying, that she goes, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's just parodying. The way I sing along to my Brazilian music, I have no idea. I have some idea what they're saying. Not really.
What is the name of that song, the national song? Oh, yeah, that one.
That's the best one.
I've been hearing that. They play it all the time now because of the World Cup. Like, all the coverage as they, like, swoop in.
What a good song.
They play that song.
And I like, now there's another one that goes, beam, bomb, beam. Oh, so many good songs. So many.
This is, like, unofficially Brazil's national song, isn't it?
Let's listen to it. Sergio Mendes, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's Sergio.
Yeah! Woo! Brazil!
Make you want to fight somebody!
Beautiful. It's really nice.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I listen to this bossa nova, this music, Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66. This is this album that's on.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to this in traffic and it's like,
takes all the pain
stress
away.
I don't know what it is, man, about this Brazilian bossa nova. Like Elis Regina and João Gilberto and Gilberto. Love it.
Listen to your pronunciation.
I'm telling you, I'm learning Portuguese through these songs. I can say like one or two. I can say Corozal. Oh, this is, I'm fluent. This is my favorite one.
You like this one?
It's the best song.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho, é um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peroba do campo,
é o mal da madeira.
See, this is music that you and I see eye to eye on.
I love. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, man.
True. Yeah. This Stan Getz, right? Girl from Meet.
Yeah, yeah, with Astro.
Astro Gilberto. Love this shit, man.
Come on.
You can't be angry and listen to this music.
You shouldn't. Rocco doesn't listen to this. This is nice.
You can't be in a bad mood and listen to this.
I grab you by the back of your head, and then there's a passion, there's a chemistry that you don't know where it ends. You have to have the walkway to the path to know that it will end. Rough sex is my favorite.
Not to this, jeez. But fuck me with your heart. It hurts her.
Beautiful.
Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But it's there when she walks to the sea. She looks straight at him, not at he.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt. Oh.
Had a little technical problem there. Did you know that Sergio did Mais Que Nada with Mais Que Nada with the Black Eyed Peas?
No, there's a million remakes of that.
Well, I'm sure there are.
It's like the national anthem of Brazil. Brazil.
Let's hear them do it.
Agua já de beber. Agua já beber. That's my new favorite song. Agua já beber. Oh, no. It's ruining it already.
Well, I'm just saying what it sounds like.
Yeah, they've ruined it all. It's garbage.
Now that skank, Fergie, what happened to her? Wasn't she like a huge star for a minute?
They all were. They retired the band officially. I remember this because I worked on Chelsea at the time. Yeah, they just went into retirement for a minute.
Retirement. But don't they like, why do these, I mean, not that I was dying to hear more from them, but like, why do you retire at the height of your fame?
You know, it's like people that leave hit shows too soon. Like, just ride the wave because it's not going to last forever, kids. Hmm. Cash your checks. I don't know. You know what, though? I was thinking of jeans as I was listening to the Beatles today in our car alone. You know, I was listening to such songs as Help and what's that song? Let It Be.
Yeah.
And Come Together. All those songs. And I really I was like, you know what? Biggie Smalls, yeah, he's made songs just like this. And
Back to trashing him? Really?
The thing is that, you know what I realize we need is a stereo. Like,
what does this have to do with you trashing the great, notorious B.O.G.?
I'm sorry, that came out wrong. I'm so sorry. It was so disrespectful.
Why do you disparage him? Why do you have to talk about poorly about him?
I didn't mean to.
Very condescending right now.
About Biggie Smalls?
Yeah, it's notable in the way that you're saying this stuff.
He's equally talented to the Beatles. The point is,
not everybody likes your gay shit. You ever think about that?
The Beatles is everybody's gay shit.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about you in particular.
No, I like a lot of gay shit. The Beatles is universally beloved as one of the biggest,
not for
most
me, it
influential.
Isn't. I don't care how influential.
Gooder
they are.
Than a bitch bands of all time.
Suck my butthole.
Okay. Oh wow. The point is,
I hate every member of the Beatles. Keep going. I got to tell you,
nobody hates Paul. Paul McCartney, who shares my birthday, June 18th, Paul McCartney.
Now that I know that, I hate him more. But I'll tell you the best memory I have of the Beatles is I remember just getting so excited as a child when I heard that Lennon died.
You know what I hope?
What?
I hope you get leprosy.
I'm married to you.
I don't give a fuck. You're a whore. You were happy. You weren't even alive. You were 1 year old. He died in 1980. He was killed in 1980, rather.
Yeah, my parents woke me up to tell me. They're like, wake up. We got to tell you something good.
You were a baby, dum-dum.
I know. They woke me up and told me the story.
Okay, well, the point of the story is, I was thinking that we should get a stereo like the ones I grew up listening to because you can't listen to fucking music on an iPhone. It's wrong. It's wrong. We need like a stereo, bro. Do they even sell them anymore?
Stereos? Yeah, of course they do.
Places like Amazon.com. Guys, if you want to do your shopping,
go to your mom's house podcast.com and make sure you go through that bookmarked Amazon banner. You should bookmark our banner. It's on your mom's house podcast. And you can buy your stereos. Oh, by the way, weekly, we get messages via Twitter, Facebook, and our email account, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com, that tell us about how whatever device somebody is using, our site is not supported through the browser. I don't know what to tell you. I have an iPad, a MacBook, and an iPhone, and I can access our site on Chrome, on Firefox, and on Safari. I don't know if maybe you need to run an update or what, but I'm saying like people are like, hey, when I land on your page, my browser crashes or what are we supposed to do? I don't know what to do. It's definitely not a problem for the stuff that I have, so I don't know how to direct people.
Yeah,
to fix it.
Chrome, and it seems to work fine on Google.
I mean, I'm looking
Chrome.
At it right now on my computer.
Yeah, and it works on Mozilla.
All right, so here's the point. I'm not trying to be rude to you.
An Internet Explorer.
If you are having this problem, I literally think you need to try another browser or make sure you run the update from the browser that you use, because I can't find anything else. Now, you're so big on the Beatles and all their smash hits, in quotation marks, right, but have they ever had a hit like this?
Ratchet ass names. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say. You say fuck club, I say hey. Nigga fall back, I'm made for the gang. Bitch shut the fuck up and scream my name while I run up on these hoes in this fat ass rain. I seen a bum, so I gave him change. And I seen your nigga and he gave me brain. I stepped in the flesh and he banged my name. I'm so turned up, I'm insane. A-L-I-Z-E, that's me. Your girl 17 and I got that green. Bitches hate me cause I'm that thing. Your nigga went down and gave me the ring. Ring.
What do you think?
Cause I'm a boss ass bitch.
Yeah.
You like
is,
it?
Is this Biggie Smalls?
No. Well, make that louder next time if you can. We haven't covered that before, so I know that. Can you guess the name of the song?
Pythagorean Theorem?
Nope.
Intrinsic values? Morality?
No, it's rhombus.
I gotta take a shit.
Square roots.
This generation's doomed. Utterly doomed.
You think so?
They're so materialistic and fucking empty, vacant. It's all consumer. It's all commodified. It's all done. We're all fucking doomed. Doomed generation.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking dummies. Jesus Christ. Nobody reads. No one cares. No one cares about anything except money, money, money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why do you think that is, though? I mean, I know it's glorified, but, like, why is the obsession there?
With materialism and consumerism, it's distinctly Biggie Smalls' fault.
Biggie Smalls.
He's the one that started rapping about it. And
he's the one that started rapping about it.
This is all his fault.
You spew nonsense.
This is all his
constantly.
Fault. Constantly. What are you talking about? This is proven science, Tom. Everybody knows this. Ask Bill Clinton.
What?
Everybody knows it's rap music's fault that brought materialism into the world. The Beatles sing about all you need is love, and then Biggie Smalls is like, all you need is chicken wings and money, bitch. And then it ruined it all.
You have so much contempt for him.
I love Biggie Smalls. I know, I love Biggie Smalls. It's you that I have contempt for.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's really the truth. You have contempt for me. Why do you have so much contempt for me?
I don't have contempt for you, boo-boo. I love you the most.
You should. I mean, I fucking made your birthday
talking
special.
Shit.
I made your birthday real special.
You did make my birthday super special.
I got you cool gifts.
Yep.
I even sent a gift to the house today when I couldn't be here.
That was super sweet. You sent me flowers. That was really nice of you to buy me that spaghetti strainer. That was really excited about.
And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door.
That's for your birthday.
Came bounding over.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's still my birthday, and I think somebody needs to make me some pancakes still.
Not happening tonight.
White trash pancake. I like my yellow cake and my chocolate frosting.
I already told you, dog.
You
I told you.
Gonna make it or what?
I told you, dog. I told you.
You gonna make me some fucking pancake or what?
Which song do you want to hear on the way out? In your
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch.
Yeah, keep sending your bad songs that are no good. Please send them to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Sorry again about the delay. There was nothing we could do about it. We love you very much, though.
I love your jeans. Hey, can we hear a FIFO song? Yay!
Okay.
I love that one.
I think it's
God damn, y'all lazy.
Oh,
lazy.
That one, too. This one? Too, yeah.
All right.
This is a good tune.
Bye, guys.
Bye, mommies. I love you.
Nice titty lady. Fat white man. God damn, y'all lazy.
Fat white man, nice titty lady. Fat white man, god damn you are lazy. High flute, god damn you are lazy. High flute, so high flute, god damn you are lazy. Fat white man, nice titty lady. Fat white man, so high flute, high flute, high flute, high flute, so high flute, high flute, high flute, high flute, you god damn you are lazy. Fat white man, fat white man, fat white man, fat white man, nice titty lady. Nice titty lady, so high flute, god damn you are lazy.